News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ian Wilkinson, the sole survivor of a deadly mushroom lunch, has told a Victoria Supreme Court sentencing hearing on Monday he felt half alive after losing his friend, or his wife, I should say, and two close friends. He delivered the first impact statement in the case against Aaron Patterson, who faces a life sentence for each murder and 25 years for the attempted murder. We're joined by Australian-based journalist Aisling Maloney. Aisling, it was an extraordinary impact statement from Ian Wilkinson, full of compassion and, I suppose, you could say, Christian forgiveness.
Yes, and emotion. He struggled throughout the victim impact statement to kind of keep it together, at one point dropping a tissue, picking it up and catching his breath. And you could really sense how difficult it must have been to sum up his wife Heather's life and her impact on his life in just a page. And then also the impact that this attempted murder on him had on him physically. Gail Patterson, Don Patterson and Heather Wilkinson, three of the other guests who attended the Beef Wellington lunch, died within a week of eating that lunch. And Ian Wilkinson was in hospital for a long time and was even put into an induced coma. So the impact on him physically after consuming this Beef Wellington lunch laced with death cap mushrooms was very significant. He talked about how it's taken him 2 years to regain his health, but some of it he will never recover. He's limited kidney function and he has respiratory issues. So you can see there physically and the impact it's had on him. But I suppose the most poignant thing he talked about was the silence in his life without his wife, Heather. And of course, the impact that has on their children, everyone around them, and that family events are no longer the same. And a very important family of important member of our family is missing, he said. He called her a simply delightful person and talked, as you say there, that she was also a devout Christian. Ian Wilkinson himself is a pastor in a Baptist church in the state of Victoria in Australia. And he's talked about how he said, "I only feel half alive without her." He talked about how it was a truly horrible thought to live with, that somebody could decide to take her life and his own life. And he did address Aaron Patterson in his victim impact statement. Aaron Patterson, of course, the 50-year-old mother of two who prepared this Beef Wellington lunch laced with death cap mushrooms and served it to her guests on different coloured plates to the one that she had herself, and sat there as they ate it. And in the days and weeks after, the days after the lunch, when her guests fell ill, she told medics and the police that she had found the mushrooms in Woolies, in Woolworths,
yeah,
which is a supermarket.
He did offer his forgiveness for the harm she had done to him.
Yes, and as you say, like, that kind of is a testament to the fact that religion obviously plays a big part in his life, being a pastor. He said he forgived her for the harm that she caused him, but he had no right to forgive her for the death that she had caused to his wife and his brother and sister-in-law. And he talked about that he was no longer a victim of Aaron Patterson and that she has become a victim of my kindness. Now, he was visibly shaking after delivering this heartbreaking victim impact statement from the witness box. He appeared in court and actually gave his statement in person, which some chose not to do. Some have their victim impact statements just read out in court.
We will leave it there. Australian-based journalist Aisling Maloney, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.